As of Monday afternoon, Haines's interim manager had yet to make a decision on the borough's next police chief. The borough hired a search firm to help find the next chief, and out of 27 applicants, the field was whittled down to 3 finalists. Those contenders went through a rigorous interview process on Friday, with deliberation by the Public Safety Commission, the manager, and a current police officer in executive session on Saturday. Haines residents will have to wait a little longer to find out who will take the reins at the police department. The Public Safety Commission recommended Heath Scott, a deputy police chief for a protective services division in Washington, D.C. The decision is now left in the hands of interim manager Brad Ryan, who got input from the commission, the police department, and former interim police chief Robert Griffiths. In his interview with the commission on Friday, candidate Scott referred to his current place of employment as, quote, a boutique agency. He had a sense of humor. He joked that he would win the community over with cupcakes. But when it came to questions about ethics and integrity, his answers were definitive. He said he favors the, quote, guardian style of policing over the, quote, warrior style.
My style of management is, to a large degree, I'm a very good motivator. I want to motivate all my individuals to be successful. If I can do that, then I've got everybody rowing in the same direction. And when you have that, you have powerful change that can come about. You can do anything.
Scott used the phrase gang tackling when talking about problem solving by utilizing as many individuals and agencies as possible in the community and beyond. Scott also said he would, quote, fight tooth and nail to have an officer in the school every day.
In Arizona, we have a saying, you know, don't mess with our kids and don't mess with our guns. If you mess with those, we're gonna take you to court. We're going to put you in jail forever. I like it. That's what I live by.
Along with officers in the school, Scott said he would implement, quote, social media scraping, looking for threats, threats to students, threats to borough officials, or domestic violence threats. Another finalist is Tim O'Neill, a sergeant in the La Crosse, Wisconsin Police Department. He told the commission he's been looking at moving to Alaska for 5 years. O'Neill said he favors inclusive decision-making and that he would combat the high turnover in the department by making officers feel appreciated and making sure they're well compensated. Getting, quote, creative with funding and grants is one way he would do that.
Our purpose, any police department's purpose, is to enhance public safety through leadership and through example. Nobody's above the law.
In Wisconsin, O'Neill has focused on coming up with various methods of combating domestic violence. It's something he would like to continue here, he said. The third candidate is William Dave McKillican. He's the current police chief in Hoonah. He said he came to Alaska 12 years ago, quote, chasing a career in law enforcement. He's already familiar with Alaska statutes and life in Southeast. Two officers from Hoonah came to Haines earlier this year when the department was short-staffed, and one of them, Officer Jordan Welsh, is still here.
The communities here in the Southeast, and along with other smaller communities in across our state, we're all going to struggle at one point or another. You know, so we have to, you know, reach out with a helping hand every now and then.
Getting more involved in community groups and the school is on McKillican's list of priorities. He said he would also like to get to the bottom of why there's such high turnover here, whether it's salary or officer burnout or both. Jim Stanford is the chair of the Public Safety Commission. He said the commission chose Heath Scott for a few different reasons.
What he did that separated himself out was the other two, is we asked him a question and he answered the question. But then he went the one step farther on educating us. And he did it in a very logical, understandable way. And I think this is what this community needs.
A final decision on who will be named Haines' next police chief should be made in the next day or two. KHNS will have updates on this story. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.